Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. And are you about to go to sleep? Is it sleepy time in your house? Are you you ready to go to that night time where the dreams unfold to you? You know, the Bible, a third of the Bible has to do with dreams, a third of it. Dreams, visions, prophecy, all of these things. Many characters from Joseph to Jacob himself, these dreams, they end up being very profound and something that can kind of guide us and lead us in life. In my life, I've had a lot of dreams. Some of the dreams I've had have actually even kind of come true, which is strange. But they've also like led me to understand things about myself that maybe I didn't know before. Now, why are dreams important? Well, because the scripture says that God speaks to us in our dreams. In a dream, though a man slumbers at night, in a dream, once, twice, he'll reveal his instruction. The problem is, how do we understand them? You know, a lot of things are symbolic. Jesus, he spoke in parable. So it was kind of like the spirit of the story that was what mattered the most. So today I'm having a call-in show. We're going to have some people call in their dreams, and we're going to find out. We're going to see. We're going to see if God reveals the deep meaning. And sometimes when I do this, the dream will actually reveal things in the person's life that I shouldn't know. So it makes it very cool. If that doesn't happen, I just won't air the episode. So it's no big deal. So let me welcome Crystal and Jeff. Hello, how are you two? So tell me a little bit about this. Now, the two of you, you said that both of you had dreams like last night, which is great. Last night was a big night for dreams. That's what I hear. So why don't we start with Jeff? And Jeff, just briefly tell me, you know, what the dream was. And I'm going to ask you questions as you go. Okay. Maybe I'm going to take, you know what? I should probably look like I know what I'm doing. I do. I actually, you know, dream shows are my favorite shows of all. I've had like all the big, we'll say the big pastor prophetic dreamers like John Paul Jackson and others. I've written shows and I've produced them with this. So I've always been a fan of the dream. So what you're going to do is you're going to talk to me and I'm going to write some things down maybe. And we're going to see if it hits. So when was this dream, first of all?
I had the dream last night. I usually don't remember my dreams, so I shared it with Crystal this morning. But
okay, so that makes it significant, the fact that you don't normally dream, but you have one last night, so much so that you wake up and you share it with Crystal. Did you know that I was going to do a dream show yet, or did you
find it? No, nope.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
All right. Now, was it a scary dream? Was it a good dream?
I wouldn't say it was a good dream. It was. You want me to start sharing it?
Yeah.
Right
why
now?
Don't you start? Start with like the first memory you have of the dream and where you are. Go ahead.
Okay, we were at some conference. We were staying in some big facility.
Was it clean or was it dirty?
Most of my dreams are actually in black and white, so I can't see that much detail. It's usually I can barely well.
Was it bright or was it was it a conference room? Was it bright or was it dark?
Medium. That time it was actually brighter than normal. Usually it's like a Batman movie. I'm usually, you know how Batman movies are so dark.
Yeah, yeah.
That's usually what I dream.
So it was brighter than normal. Now that's
brighter than normal. Yeah,
that's going to be important. Okay, conference. Who was there?
I think my whole family was there. Okay. So my kids and my wife.
Take me through the dream.
Okay. So we were at this conference and I end up losing my cell phone.
That's important. Okay.
And
where did you lose the cell phone?
I don't know.
Okay. So you don't
just
know.
Didn't have it.
So in the dream at one point, why did you need the cell phone?
Because I wasn't with my family and I was trying to contact them and see where they're at. And
so this is like a part two of the dream. First, you're in a conference room with your family and then you're not with them at all. And you want to find
them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go on.
So we end up going, we all supposed to meet somewhere, or the next thing on the schedule of the conference was at, supposed to be in a big conference room. And when I get there, it's actually a stadium with thousands of people.
Wow. And was it day or night? Please tell me it was day. Please tell me.
It was actually.
Or like morning?
Well, the outside of the stadium was day, but when we go in the stadium, it was night.
Okay, so because but
it was an open stadium.
So you went in to the stadium and it was day, but when you got into the stadium, it was night.
Yeah,
and
the reason why I know it was night because it was darker and they were they're shooting fireworks off.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. I would have rather the stadium been day, but go on. Tell me what happens next. I'm thinking this dream is going to have a kind of a little depressing turn about now.
So I was walking around thinking, how in the world are they going to find me, and I'm going to find them.
So you're in a stadium trying to find your family. It started off, everything was nice. You're in a conference room. You're supposed to go into the big conference, and next thing you know, you lose your cell phone. So you have no communication with your family. Nope. You don't know where then you're walking into a stadium. It's day. You get into the stadium. It's night. And fireworks are going off.
Yep.
Okay.
So I was kind of tired. So I sat down in one of the seats. And
was there a hot dog vendor nearby?
No, there wasn't. So this lady and her kids come and sit next to me. And the kids were bouncing around and I'm like, well, I'm going to get out of here, you know, because they kind of blocked me in.
Okay.
And so I look down and I'm standing on one of the kids' blankets. And
is it a dirty one or a clean one?
Well, it's going to be dirty now because I'm standing on it.
Okay. Do you remember seeing it dirty?
No, I don't remember it being dirty at all.
Were your feet dirty?
But shoes are usually dirty. So I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm standing on
it. Was it like a baby blanket?
It was a
baby blanket. That's what I'm looking for. But you're stepping on it. Okay.
Yeah. So I said to her, oh, I'm so sorry for standing on your blanket. Excuse me. And she goes, oh, no, it's dirty anyways or something.
See, I knew it being dirty was an issue, right? You see what I mean? Things are symbolic. So a baby blanket is something that would nurture and comfort a baby, and you know you got to keep it clean. So if it's a dirty one and it's been discarded and it's under somebody else's feet, that little baby comfort in your life is gone. Okay, so that's going to translate into something else because of course everything that happens in the dream, everyone that you see is part of you, right? Unless it's one of these dreams where you're going to be telling a story in the future where you're getting like a vision. Those are a little bit different, but this seems like it's connected to you. So go on. It says that the blanket's dirty.
Well, and then I said to her, well, you don't know where my shoes have been.
So you're a comedian in your dreams too. I love it.
Yeah. So I get past her and the fireworks start going off.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can't really see around. I couldn't see anybody. And then the next thing I know, I'm kind of going through a hallway. And I'm back outside of the stadium, but it's light. It's light again.
Ah, good. There we go. Okay.
And then there was two guys. They're workers, and they're picking up trash or something.
Trash collectors. Interesting.
And I said to him, I said, well, how do I get back in there? I can't seem to find the entrance.
Oh, but you couldn't get back in.
Uh-uh.
You better not have been able to get back in, mister. You left that part of your life behind. You better not. They better not let you back in.
Okay.
You know. Okay. So you said there were two guards, right?
Well, two guys cleaning up trash. Like, you know how they have those side by sides and they're driving around.
Okay. All right. So you couldn't get back into the dark, dirty stadium. All right. That's good. Now go on.
And pretty much I was just like, how in the world am I going to find them and all these people and everything? And I can't get back in. And then I woke up.
And then you woke up. You didn't have another dream after that?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, I mean, this is pretty interesting. Because you're going into two conferences. You said that the conference room was brighter than normal, but then you lost your family. So there's something. Okay, this is... Now I start to sound like a little bit of a psychic. I'm just asking questions now. Okay, and I'm not a psychic. I'm not a psychic. Just the fact that you were going into a conference and you were meant to get to a bigger conference. What does a conference room represent to you?
Knowledge, learning something.
Okay. Sometimes deals go down. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Maybe like, was it like a business conference room, or was it more like we need to talk conference room?
I bet it's more business.
Business. Okay. So probably. Okay. This is interesting. And at some point, is there anything else that happened at the beginning of the dream before you lose your cell phone at all that you can remember?
No, not really. Not the cell phone part.
Not the cell phone part. And the cell phone part was when you were on your way to the bigger conference room.
Mm-hmm. But I did forget to tell you.
See, that's okay. I knew you were missing something because
I
go ahead. No, I'm looking for.
I remember thinking, how in the world am I going to get in here? Do I need a ticket or something? Oh, and well, I walk up to this little lady blocking the entrance way, and she just let us all in, and I felt like, well, good. I don't need a ticket or something to get in.
Was the lady sweet looking?
Yeah, I mean, she didn't. Yeah,
did,
I mean,
did she look? Did she have like? Did she have a smile on her face? Was she dressed?
Yeah, I think so. She was really short.
Was she dressed almost like old fashioned type, or I should say, like not professionally, but like what you would see back in the day if you walked into a theater and the theater really was, did she look proper?
Well, yeah, she looked like she worked there and, you know, wore the whatever uniform.
Was there a rope? Did she move a rope or no?
No, she didn't. It was just open.
Right,
she
in. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, so that's very cool. And that's when you lose your cell phone.
Well, I lost at the beginning.
Oh, you lost at the beginning. So, but at this point, you're walking in with your family.
No, I'm walking in without them. I'm looking for them.
Oh, you're looking for them. Okay, so you lose
the family. This is the second half.
Gotcha. Because that's what happened when the transition that I was looking for from the first conference room to the second. Mm-hmm. So, okay, and then that's when you walk into the... That's interesting. All right, so do you have family members that are a little more, we'll say... I don't want to say like religious minded, but maybe where you maybe rub heads on certain things.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Like all
is there
them.
Something going on with your family right now where, you know, you really should be going to like the next level with something. You should be agreeing on something to get to something else you need to agree on, but you're not there yet. Do you have anything going on like that? That you can think
come
of?
To mind? Is anything come to mind?
Well, spit it out, Crystal. Spit it out. What?
So I don't know if he feels that way, but I definitely feel that way.
Okay.
That we are supposed to go to the next level together, and I'm like,
oh, okay. So you want to get, but to get there, you lose your cell phone.
Yeah.
Okay, and cell phone is the connection to your family. Is there a disconnect or something? What's holding this next level back?
Do you have something?
Nothing comes to mind.
Well, does it for you?
Yeah.
I'm hello. Is this thing on?
When he told me about the cell phone that he lost it.
Yeah.
I was like,
you figured you knew what it was?
In a way, yeah.
Tell me.
So I figured it's the Holy Spirit. He doesn't need his cell phone to depend on, because he's always had trouble with directions and being lost. And like ever since we got married, he's really bad at directions. So he like when cell phones came out and all that, it was good. And that he, like, we are on this big verge of breakthrough of what's coming with our family and with our marriage.
Let me ask you a question. Are you having trouble maybe reconciling, looking at things a little bit differently compared to maybe family members?
Compared to me?
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Are you having problems reconciling maybe different views spiritually right now?
Does that
make any sense to you?
With my family in general? Or?
I'm saying with her in relation to maybe your family's type of beliefs or no?
I kind of don't understand the question, but
Is your family very religious?
Yeah, most of our family is, but...
Are they a little bit challenging on certain things? Have you found yourself ever getting into conversations where you disagree?
Pretty much, yeah, with everything.
With everything?
Political, spiritual, probably.
So you feel like you're losing your connection. So this is it. You're being,
yeah, kind of.
I mean, this is what I'm trying to get at. She understands.
That's what you think.
She understands it. And see, the best part of this dream, that's why at the end it was great. It's like, you got to let go of the baby blanket, man. All right? All right? It's dirty. Okay?
It's dirty.
It's time for you to go back out. It's in the darkness. You know, fireworks are going to go off. What does fireworks usually represent in families? Arguments. Problems,
oh, there you go.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay? So, yeah. I mean, you're in what? You have to go to the bigger conference room. But to get there, you're losing your connection with your... You know, your childish beliefs of religious things, your family, and other things. That's okay because everybody's where they're at. But you feel like it may not even be their fault. You feel like you somehow, you know, are going to, that's not going to be the case. You don't got to prove anything to them. You move on with your life and you love and you be kind. You don't have to say, oh, you're wrong about this or you're wrong about this. Don't talk politics, right? Here's what you had a problem with was that you didn't believe you could get in. But they let you in, no problem. Just right. That's why I said she has a sweet face. It's like you thought you needed a ticket. It's like, no, you won the lottery, dude. You're welcome to go into hell and to come out of hell. Now, when you came out of hell, there's a trash collector. What does a collector of trash do? He gets the trash and he throws it out. What's the trash? All the condemnation and the shame and the guilt and the BS that's been pushed on top of you for how long? Right. So you went in. You weren't happy there. You sat down. You know, you felt all alone. You ended up, you know, stepping on the dirty. And he's like, do you want it back? And she's like, no, it's dirty. Right? And then you leave. And then what happens? The trash collectors are there to greet you. Two of them. Two. When I heard that, I felt like the two angels that came to Lot. You know, it's like, don't turn back. You're going to turn to a pillar of salt. It's like, they're coming after you. You can come with us. You don't need a ticket. I felt like that. And that's why I said to you, I said, they didn't let you back in, did they?
Nope.
Because that's not the answer, right? You don't need to go along with the crowd. That's the crowds in the stadium, right? Mm. You need to get into that bigger conference room, the one that's cleaner and brighter and I guarantee very cool. Mm. Crystal's up there going, come on, Jeff, come on. Come to me, Jeff. You don't need your cell phone. You take a right. You take a right, Jeff. You missed it again.
Your arms or something.
All right. So listen, I'm going to move on to Savannah. I want to get Savannah quick. We only have a couple of minutes, Savannah.
Thank you.
But I think that's a good one because that dream was, I think, for the two of you.
Thank you.
Good news is you're already in. You won the prize. You got to let go of this fear and condemnation and everything else. And you don't got to go along with the crowd. And the best part is God's not going to allow it. It's dark in there. Fireworks in there. There's weeping and there's gnashing of teeth in the pits of hell, right? So you see, dreams, I mean, they can help you. You know, so that's why when you have these dreams, what you need to do is you need to, you know, say, okay, why did I have that? Then start to look at the symbols of it. If it's a snake, maybe it's something that's deceitful. If it's a fox, maybe it's a little thing that's going to, you know, spoil the vine, like spoil your life a little bit. If you're getting, you know, stung by bees, figure out what it is. Just say, what's the symbolism? That's it. You know, if you see a donkey, that means you're being stubborn, right? You understand how it goes? All right, so Savannah, I want you to tell me quickly about your dream, if you don't mind.
Basically, what had happened was I had this dream last morning, so like Saturday morning.
Perfect.
I had this studio that I'm kind of protective of, but I'm kind of a messy, and my husband's a cleans. So I had this dream where I came in to my shed, and my husband Morgan had like cleaned up all my stuff, which is like had rearranged some stuff. My art scissors were in a different place, and I freaked out and I got mad.
At your husband?
Yeah, like I usually do, which I'm working on. But my husband, he just decided to like bear hug me until I calm down, and then I tried to get out of his bear hug, which sometimes I've done before when we were first married.
Is your shed? Is that where you do all your art and everything else?
Yeah, it's where I do all my art. It's my prayer closet. It's like I'm doing every piece of art in here except for choreography or dance. Okay.
So you came in, and did it look nice and clean?
Well, I'm not a very clean person. So for me, safety is like your regular mess. So like I kind of already peeped because when I woke up from the dream, I started praying. I'm like, Lord, that was not how I want to be acting in a dream towards my husband.
Was the dream, when you in the dream, was your shed clean?
My husband was cleaning it. So
he
it was
cleaning.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. Hello, dear. So the cleaning, usually because it's happened before in my life, where it's like, I just wanted to help, but I got like really bothered.
Uh-huh. So you walk into the shed, which is where your art is, and your husband's cleaning, and you get mad at him. What was he cleaning at the moment that you walked in? Do you remember what was in his hand?
Behind my chair, where I have like all these extra like sweaters and clothes and silly things that I shouldn't have behind there. And like one of the specific parts in the dream was like my art, like these little art scissors that I have.
Okay.
In a bag that if I hadn't randomly grabbed that bag, I probably would have accidentally thrown them away. No, he was just cleaning the dirt behind my chair.
Okay, the dirt behind your chair. Okay. So, and you got angry at him and then he bear hugged you.
Yeah.
How did the dream end?
I woke up in the middle of trying to noodle out of his arms. I ended up praying about it.
So the dream ended with him bear hugging you.
Yes, but it was
okay. So now I'm going to tell you what I think this is. Okay, and let me see your face because I don't know where you went.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
There you are. I love your vibe and I love your studio. I love it all. It's very cool, and I like the piece of art that you were showing. So the shed is your creative place. It's your prayer place. It's a hot mess right now. Okay. Your husband is a picture of Christ. He's trying to help you clean it, but you're fighting him tooth and nail, so much so that he's going to bear hug you until you just wake up and you're okay with it. And you're not going to get mad anymore. You got to stop getting mad. And let me tell you what I would do. Now, a bear is very significant in prophecy, right? Because the bears were what came and mauled the children. When it had to do with the prophet, where they were calling them Baldy. Bears are very, and you don't want to get mauled by a bear. So, but the fact that it's a bear hug means that you're totally in God's hands, so much so that he's going to squeeze you until you stop. But you're not going to get hurt by it. You just got to allow it. There are things right now probably in your life that you should probably get a hold of. And allow your, and don't get mad that there are things that you need to get rid of. Before we started this, you told me that you really wanted to stop, smoking, and that there was a thing. Time to stop smoking. You want to do something? I quit drinking. I've quit other things. You want to do something that's like, you want to take it to the next level? Do it as a sacrifice unto the Lord. And if you make a mistake, and I'm not saying smoking is bad, by the way, you can smoke till the cows come home, but what is bad is condemning yourself in something and thinking it's ungodly and still doing it. That's the problem. Not the smoking. Smoke till you want. You can smoke till the cows come home, Savannah. But let me tell you something. If this is something that's troubling you in life, you can get rid of it. Just like the same thing with everybody at home right now watching this video. You may have these dreams and they may seem like nothing to you. Sometimes, God will give you a dream that gives you a bear hug that says, it's time to allow some love and some hope and some joy to enter in and clean out the mess. Like the trash collectors that are trash collecting. In the end days, the scriptures say that people will dream dreams and they will have visions. So pay attention to it because we are in the end days and it is the beginning of something wonderful and new. If you have a dream that you want to share, leave it in the comment section. Kind of keep it brief. I'll look in and I'll do my best if the Lord allows. Maybe we can interpret some of these. Remember, kingdoms based on dreams. Technology based on dreams. They're there for a reason. All right, I love each and every one of you. I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to hit the like button, share the channel around, subscribe, tell your friends. And if you want to support the channel, get some of the merch. Go into the link in the description below. I want to thank everybody that joined me on Patreon. And if you want to do this, we do this every 2 weeks at Patreon. $5 and above gets you in. It's a huge benefit to help the channel out. And it's also something that really, I think, has become very fulfilling for me and all of them. So I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
family or alone, regardless of where you roam. Imagine joy is all you know. Imagination is the ground where your future grows. Imagination is receive what waits behind the door of infinite possibility. Picture